Our life is like a checkbox. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Our life is like a checkbox. We check the things that we are interested in, and we check the things that we want to follow. We check the things that we want to have be important to us. We have a checklist. Let's see, today we're going to go into the town or into the village, and we're going to do these various things. Now, we number them 1 through 10, and number 1 is the one we're going to do first, and then 10 is, if we have time to get to it, we'll get to it. And then down below are yet some other items that we'd like to get around to, but they're not that important. They're not checked off to be done immediately. They should be done, but not immediately. So life is a checklist for us. Each one of us have a checklist in life. Each one of us determine what things are of value to us. Each one of us determine what things are important for us to do and what we're going to follow. And when we determine what things are important and what we're going to follow, then that's the thing that we take attention to. We pay attention to. That's the thing that we do in our formulation. Now, a lot of times, I have a number of things on my checklist, and a number of things can be done in one store, for instance. I go to Smart and Final, and I can do 10 different items there. Now, some of them are not important, but as long as I'm there, might as well pick them up and get them done. So, I pick up all 10 items, and in no time at all, I'm packing them in the car and going on to my next stop. I go to Home Depot, and in Home Depot I want certain items. And there are some items that I'd like to have, but I haven't really thought that they were that important to get right away. And so I was holding it off for another visit. And I thought, no, I'm here right now, standing in front of the objects, and so I'll buy it. And so I went into the nursery area, and I bought some pots for some plants, and I bought some plants, and I bought a number of things that I hadn't planned on buying, but I put them in the basket, and when I rolled my basket out of Home Depot, I had maybe about 5 or 6 items I had not planned on buying. And in our checklist of life, we do things like that. We say, now that's very wonderful, I was able to accomplish all these things. And really, I was not. Because on my list of important things, when I got over to other stores that I wanted to make purchases in and do things in, I was running out of time. I was running out of time. And I thought, well, I'll skip lunch. And then I'll just go and do these things, and that way I can get them done, and it'll all be done. I won't have to come in town again for another month. Well, when we think like that, we are thinking that our time is really not too beneficial. We are thinking that our time can be frittered away doing all of the things that have to be done just because they're there. Can you imagine yourself going into a library and saying, ah, yes, I wanted to pick up this book. And so you pick up a book. And while you're there, you see other books that are fascinating. Oh, a library full of fascinating books. And so you pick up these various books. You said, oh, I wanted to check into the Almanac. I wanted to check into the Atlas. I wanted to check into the Encyclopedia. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. And the next thing you know, you're walking out of the library and you have a whole armload of books. Now you get home, and you're going to have to say, now, when am I going to determine the time that I'm going to read these books or study these things? Well, we have a determination in our life of what is our checklist. What is really important? Do you every day, and I know you don't, but do you every day start out your day by meditating and saying, all is in divine order. I use my time wisely, I dedicate myself to the highest and best, and I get the most out of every single day. When my day comes to a conclusion, I feel I have done all of the wonderful things I've done. Now, just as a diversion for a moment, We have many people coming to the campus of the University of Healing, and they look at all the things that are here to be done. They look at the grounds to be maintained. They look at the book department, how it's be set up. They look at the work on the mailing department. They look at all of the things that are to be done. And they look at the meals and how they're to be planned, and they look at the furniture and how it's to be arranged. And as they look around, they say, wow, I got lots of opportunities to do lots of things. Well, as they look around and they have lots of opportunities to do lots of things, you might say, nothing gets done. Now, why does nothing get done? Because they fritter away their time on things that are really not important to do. Right at this moment, we are not working on collating the book because we have other things that are a priority. We have other things that have to be done. We have to get the mailing ready to go out, and we have to get the gist ready to go out, and the collating of the book can come a little later. But we have to do these things. And then the big issue comes along. Every day, as students come to the campus and as our people who are monks on campus, each one is given a specific time for meditation. Each one is given a specific time for doing their studies. Each one is given a specific time for preparing themselves for making meals. Each one is given a specific time for eating. Mealtime. Very few people miss mealtime. Each one is given a very specific time for doing many things and for doing the chores that they have. And they say, well, I'm too busy to meditate. I've got to get these things done. I'm too busy to go out and relax and to take my walk. I'm too busy to take my nap after lunch for 10 minutes. I'm too busy to do these things. Well, there are certain priorities in our life which we should never be too busy for. Are you too busy to give your wife or husband a kiss? Are you too busy whenever you come in and see your beloved to give them a hug? Or just a friend? Are you too busy to shake hands? Are you too busy to give someone a hug? Are you too busy to say a few kind words? Are you too busy to be a divine, delightful, wonderful being? Are you too busy to go around and enjoy life and tell people how wonderful they are? Are you too busy to do that? Well, it seems as though some people are. Some people have only time to go around and fret about life and tell about the things that are not exactly the way they want it. Some people go around and complain. Some people go around and find fault. And they never seem to be too busy to do that. I would say last on our priority list is finding fault with somebody, if it's on our list at all. Last on our list is to be unhappy. Last on our list is to go around and saying I'm too busy. Last on our list is to go around feeling that we don't have time for the necessary things in life, like time for meditation, time for introspection, time for taking our walk, taking our nap, time for all of these wonderful things. We think we don't have time for them. We have a checklist. And that checklist is something that we do every day, whether you like it or not. You just consider this checklist. You wake up in the morning. Check, I wake up. You get out of bed. Check, I get out of bed. You go to the bathroom. Check, I go to the bathroom. Check, I do my toilet. Check, I do my toilet. Check, I brush my teeth. Check, I brush my teeth. Check, I take my shower. Check, I take my shower. Check, I prepare myself to go for breakfast. Check, I prepare myself to go for breakfast. Check, I eat breakfast. Check, I eat breakfast. Before breakfast, I say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Oops, sometimes I forget that. Oh, too many times I forget that. Oh, I forget that. Oh, I forget that. Oh, I forget that. We forget to say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. We should have that as much on the tip of our tongue as we do to wake up. What would you think if you slept all day long? You'd think that's a useless way of handling a day, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now, what do you think about these things? How do you think about yourself? What do you think about the way the world goes around? What do you want out of life? What sort of checklist do you have? Okay, then at breakfast, checklist to share a pleasant conversation with my associates at breakfast. Otherwise, why not eat breakfast alone if you're not going to talk? If you don't have something that you want to share with your friends at breakfast, then don't come to breakfast. Go eat breakfast alone. I would say that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to go to breakfast with your friends, then speak to them and share with them. You think of something nice to say. Think of something beautiful to say about each one of your friends at breakfast. I had a requirement that every one of our monks at the campus would every morning come with 10 items about each of them, of the people at breakfast, including themselves, 10 wonderful statements of truth about them. Well, now, they did this as long as I required it, but then when I stopped requiring it, they stopped doing it. They stopped counting their blessings. They stopped counting their wealth. They want to be a millionaire, but they don't even count the dollars that they have. They don't even look at the abundance they have in the bank. They don't even look at the wealth that they have in their very hand itself. Oh my, what a very interesting life we lead. What sort of a checklist do you have for yourself? Do you have a checklist that is of value, and do you follow it? You might say, well, sure, I follow my checklist to wake up in the morning and to get out of bed and to go to the bathroom and to brush my teeth and shower and go to breakfast. And after breakfast, I do the dishes or clear the table or whatever and then go about my next activity. And the day goes by. Where in that day do you plan to meditate? You just take 10, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to sit down and do nothing but listen to the divine within you. Listen to that divine voice within you that should be on your checklist as primary. Wow, yes, primary. I often say to little children when they're acting up, I say, now, do you know that you should do it this way? No, I don't. Okay, then I won't do it that way. Oh, you got to, because, you see, when they're going to lose something because something isn't going to be done, then they say, oh yes, it has to be done that way. I know that. Well, that's just like us with our meditation. We know we should do our meditation, but we don't do it. We know we should do it, but we don't. Now, every day I give from 1 to 3 or 4 talks at the breakfast table. Sometimes I record them ahead of time, as I'm doing right now, and sometimes I record them while I'm having a sitting at the table with others. And as I sit at the table with others, I listen to my talks later, and sometimes I hear a tapping or a rattling and something like that that's coming through the table right into the microphone of the recorder. And I think to myself, how interesting. That person who is tapping is not really very interested in the talk that is being given because their attention is being diverted to their tapping. You say, well, that's just unconscious. No, that's unconscious, perhaps not listening, a training themselves not to listen, a training themselves to forget this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, a training themselves to not be aware. Whenever you are doing anything, give it your 100% attention. If you're sitting in a group of people and you're talking about being yourself and having fun, then pay attention to that. If you're sitting in a group and you're listening to someone who is sharing their thoughts, listen to them 100%. They might have something very, very wonderful to say that you might wish you had remembered or you had heard or that you had said. Life is really something very positive and very wonderful. And when we decide to make a checklist and follow our checklist to the letter. Not saying, oh yeah, I should have done, yeah, well, as long as I'm here in this store, I might as well buy it out. My goodness, if that were your attitude, as long as I'm here in the library, there's a dozen different books that I wanted to read, and I'm going to get them all at once. Well, you can't do that, because the library has limits on the time you can keep the books. And so you have to read them right away when you take them. And if you're going to take 6 books, you'll have time for nothing else except reading. You see, we have to be very careful how we checklist our life. And if your life is worth living, it's worth having a checklist that tells you where you're going and what you're doing and what your values are. Now, what are your values and what is your checklist? What do you think is important for you in this life of yours? You determine that. You set the course, you set the path, you set the way, and when you do, you'll find that what you thought was a fulfilled life that you've been living was absolutely nothing compared to a life that is directed by your checklist. A life that always continues to find time for meditation, find time for being happy, find time for happy words to others, find time to share and be loving. I think about these things all the time, and I am an unconditional lover. I practice these things all the time, and life for me is a great and wonderful adventure. Won't you join me? I love you. I love you. I love you.